It's great to be back here again today. You'll have to wait for him. I can't say that in Chinese.
非常高兴今天再次回到这里。
This is actually the fourth time that I've been here.
其实这是我第四次到这儿了。
And it's always wonderful to come and see a church that's very much like our own in the Bronx.
真的是非常的美好，到这儿，到一个跟我们在 Bronx 的教会很相像的地方。
Although I've never talked to anyone here about it, my guess is that you believe strongly in the priesthood of all believers. Did I say too much?
A little.
Although I have never talked to any one of you about this,
虽然我过去跟大家没有说过这件事,
I think you believe strongly in the priesthood of all believers.
我相信大家都非常的确信我们每个人都是祭司。
The participation of so many of you in the worship is wonderful.
大家在一起敬拜神实在是非常美好。
And we do the same kind of thing in our church in the Bronx.
我们在 Bronx 的教会也是这样。
Which brings me to the topic that I have for today.
所以今天我的题目就是
Which is lessons from ministry.
就是侍奉我们学习的功课。
Next week,We are going to celebrate the 40th anniversary of our church.
下礼拜我们要庆祝我们教会40周年。
And it's a wonderful time of celebration. People are coming from lots of different places.
会有人从许多地方来，我们一同的来庆贺。
To glorify God for what He has done in these 40 years in the Bronx.
来为神过去40年在 Bronx 所做的，我们一同来荣耀祂。
And it's my wife and my privilege to be there from the very beginning.
而且呢，我和我的妻子可以从一开始就在这个服事中，我们非常的，我们实在是真的是神给我们的特权。
But the ministry of the church is more than what happens during the meetings.
教会的服事不仅仅是开会。
The ministry of the church is the service to God.
而是呢，来服侍神。
All of the believers in Jesus are ministers.
基督耶稣里的每一个信徒其实都是执事。
We are all servants to God.
我们都是神的仆人。
And I would like to share with you four words about ministry.
我想跟大家分享有关侍奉的四个字。
The motivation for ministry.
侍奉的动机。
The message of our ministry.
我们服事要传达的信息。
The method of our ministry.
我们服事的方法。
And the measure of our ministry.
以及我们服事的果效如何来衡量。
But in a real way, we can substitute the word life for ministry.
很多方面，其实我们可以将我们的生活用服事来代表。
What is the motivation for our life?
我们生活的动机在哪里？
What is the message of our lives?
我们生活所传达的信息是什么？
What is the method or the way that we are to live?
我们怎样活？
And what is the measure of our life?
以及如何来衡量我们的生活？
Because all of us are ministers to God.
因为我们每一个人都是来服侍神的。
And this song that we just sang really captures the first part.
我们刚才唱的第一首诗歌就讲到第一个部分。
Living for Jesus is really the motivation for ministry.
活着为耶稣就是我们服事的动机。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
哥林多后书第五章
verses 14 and 15,
第十四节和第十五节。
Paul writes this,
保罗这样写道,
For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised.
原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既为众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为着他们死而复活的主活。
The motivation for living is what Jesus has done for us.
我们活着的动机是因为基督为我们死了。
He has brought us from death into life.
他将我们从死亡带到生命。
Our life is given to us by God.
神把生命赐给我们。
And we are all accountable to Him how we use our lives.
我们如何而活，我们都要向神负责。
People who are in full-time Christian work
有人是全时间的来做工,
are no more responsible than every one of us who finds a way of living in other ways.
跟我们用其他的方式活的人一样。
Because all of us are ministers to God and all of us have a responsibility for that ministry.
因为我们每个人都是神的执事, 所以我们每个人都向神负责。
The desire for the believer in Jesus is to see God magnified.
我们的愿望就是让神能够彰显出来。
To see Jesus lifted up.
基督被高举。
To see Him honored.
看到他得荣耀。
To see Him desired by others.
看到其他的人也希望得到他。
What is the message then of that life?
这样的生活的信息是什么?
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6,
在哥林多后书四章第五节第六节,
Paul writes this,
保罗这样写道,
And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake.
第四节, 此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。 不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。If
indeed the motivation of our life is to see Jesus honored,
如果我们生活的动机是让耶稣得到荣耀,
then it is He who we want to communicate to others.
那么我们想要跟别人交通的就是他自己。
And we are communicating something about ourselves to other people.
我们将我们自己的某些方面向别人交通。
And for the message for the believer is the communicating of Christ.
而信徒的信息则是将耶稣基督交通给别人。
In the way that we live, the way that we act, in our character.
我们生活的方式，我们的生活，我们个人的个性等等。
In the way that we do our jobs.
我们怎样的工作?
In the way that we treat our co-workers.
我们怎样对待我们的同事?
The way that we treat our children.
我们如何对待我们的孩子?
The way that we treat our spouses.
以及我们的配偶。
All of that is communicating a message.
我们所做的这一切其实都传达一个信息。
And as ministers of Christ, we are to be communicating the message of Christ.
而作为耶稣基督的 仆人，我们所要传达的乃是耶稣基督。
But at some point we must speak the words.
但是有些时候我们必须把这话说出来。
If we do not make it known that we are followers of Christ,
如果别人不知道我们是耶稣基督的信徒,
people may think we are very nice people.
那么别人会以为我们不过就是好人。
And they may be impressed that we are nice people.
也许他们会 他们会觉得我们是很好的人,
but that message will never save them.
但是这样的信息不能使他们得救。
They have to hear that Jesus is the source of our niceness.
他们必须知道耶稣基督是我们良善的根源。
It is because of Him that we treat people the way that we do.
是因为他，所以我们才能够如此的对待别人。
And it is possible that people are so impressed with us.
也许别人会为着我们的
But they never hear about Jesus.
但是却从来没听到耶稣基督。
The motivation is to honor Christ. What we want to communicate to others is Jesus as Lord and Savior.
We
do that in our daily living, and we do that with words.
我们在我们日常生活中将这个表现出来, 也通过我们的言语表达出来。
How are we to do that then? What is the method?
我们用什么方式这样做呢?
Again, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
同样在哥林多后书的第四章,
verses 1 and 2,
第一节和第二节,
Paul says, therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God.
我们既然蒙怜悯,受了这职分,就不丧胆,乃将那些暗昧可耻的事弃绝了,不行诡诈,不谬讲神的真理,只将真理表明出来,好在神面前把自己建于个人的良心。
As ministers of Christ, we are to be people of integrity.
作为耶稣基督的执事,我们要有人格。
We must keep our promises.
我们要遵守诺言。
Even if it costs us.
虽然我们要付代价。
We must be people who mean what we say.
我们必须是表里如一的人。
We must be people who can be depended on, who are reliable.
我们必须是诚实可靠的人。
We must be people who do not exaggerate.
我们不可以夸大。
Who do not blow things out of proportion.
我们不可以夸大其词。
We must be people who do not change the word of God.
我们不能改变神的话。
We must not be ashamed of what this book says.
我们也不能因着圣经而感到羞耻。
There are very difficult things in this book to understand.
这些书里面有些话是难懂的。
There are things in this book that people around us do not like at all.
也有一些话是我们周围的人根本不喜欢听的。
That go against our culture.
是与我们现代的文化 我们现代的风俗文化所相反对的。
We must not be ashamed of this book.
我们不能因着这本书而感到羞耻。
Even though it is mocked, perhaps in science classes,
虽然在学校在科学的课程里面是被嘲笑的。
Or laughed at in philosophy classes,
或者在哲学课程里面是被嘲笑的。
Or belittled in the public square,
或者呢, 在公共场合是不允许讲的。
Even though Christians may be called intolerant and bigots and anti-people.
虽然别人称基督徒,他们是不接纳,并且是反对各式各样人的。
We must not water this book down.
但是我们必须高举这本书。
We must represent God accurately.
我们必须准确地将神表明出来。
If we are motivated by love for Christ,
如果我们被基督的爱所激励,
and we are communicating Christ by our life and by our words,
如果我们将耶稣基督借着我们的生命和我们的言语表明出来,
then we must be committed to doing it the way that He commands us to do it.
我们必须照着神所吩咐我们的去做。
Even if it costs us position or influence or possessions.
虽然我们的地位,我们的生命,我们的财产会因此而受到损失。
We must speak the truth in love.
我们必须有恩典,有真理。
But we must speak the truth.
我们必须讲真理。
Because we didn't make this up.
如果我们不将这表明出来,
God has given to us the truth.
神把真理给我们。
We do not have the right to change it.
我们没有权利来改变真理。
And if we are to be faithful ministers of God,
如果我们是神忠心的执事,
and we love Him,
我们爱他,
then we must do things the way that He tells us to do them.
我们必须按照他所告诉我们的方式去做事。
Then comes the matter of how do we measure our success?
那么我们将如何来衡量我们
What is it that makes a successful minister or a successful life?
我们的生活，我们的服事，怎样才算作成功呢？
Again, Paul gives us an answer in 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
在哥林多前书第一章,
verses
1
through
5.
第一节到第五节。 And he says, this is how one should regard us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required of stewards that they be found trustworthy. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by any human court. In fact, I do not even judge myself. I am not aware of anything against myself, but I am not thereby acquitted. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, do not pronounce judgment before the time, before the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Then each one will receive his commendation from God.
哥林多前书第四章第一节到第五节，人应当以我们为基督的执事，为神奥秘事的管家。所求于管家的是要他有忠心。我被你们论断或被别人论断，我都以为极小的事，连我自己也不论断自己。我虽不觉得自己有错，却也不能因此得以称义。 但判断我的乃是主，所以时候未到，什么都不要论断，只等主来，他要照出暗中的隐情，显明人心的意念，那时个人要从神那里得着称赞。God
has made each one of his children play a different part in his purposes.
神让他的每一个儿女为着他的目的都有不同的作用。
God has given each one of us a gift or gifts.
神给我们每个人都有恩赐。
And it's all different.
每个恩赐都是不同的。
We all have a different part to play.
我们每个人起的作用也不同。
It's impossible that we could do all exactly the same thing.
我们不可能每个人都做同样的事。
And because we all have a different part to play,
因为我们每个人都要起不同的作用。
God does not measure success the way that we often do.
神来判断我们成功与否的方式和我们不同。
What we consider to be important is not the way that God measures importance.
我们以为重要的，神却不以为然。
That is, what appears to us to be successful in the eyes of God may be unsuccessful after all.
对我们来看是成功的，在神的眼中却不一定如此。
Because God measures success of a person's life, his totality of life, by his motive.
因为当神来衡量一个人是否成功的时候，神要看动机。
Why is it that we're doing what we do?
为什么我们要做我们正在做的事?
Do we really want Jesus to be glorified by the way that we live our lives?
我们真的是要借着我们生活的方式来荣耀耶稣吗?
He measures our lives also by our faithfulness to the message that He has given us.
他也根据我们对他交给我们信心的忠心的程度来衡量我们。
And He measures our success by the faithfulness to our assigned task.
同样，我们对神所赋予我们的工作，我们到底如何忠心，神也是来衡量这一点。
God is not measuring us by the task He's given someone else.
神不是呢，把赐给别人的工作来衡量我们。
We're not judged by the gifts that other people have been given or the responsibilities that they have.
也不是根据
He considers us successful if we are faithful doing what He has called us to do.
乃是根据他呼召我们所做的，我们是否忠心来衡量。
That's a very simple truth, but it's quite profound.
这是非常简单，却是非常重要的一个真理。
Because if we really accept that, then it eliminates jealousy and envy.
如果是这样的话，我们就不再会嫉妒。
Because other people have more gifts or more abilities or more opportunities than you do.
因为别人可以更有恩赐、更有机会以及更有能力。
It eliminates bitterness and self-pity.
也就我们不再自怜，我们也不再苦读。
Because you're able to say, like David said, that your God has put the boundary lines for him in good places.
因为我们可以像大卫那样说，他量给我的地界坐落在坐落在啊，他用绳索量给我的地界坐落在佳美之处。
And you want to be faithful in the place that God has placed you.
你要对神所赐给你的、所把你安置的地方，你要忠心。
And so you may be unknown to other people.
也许别人不知道你。
You may never get credit or honor.
也许你从来也得不到荣耀。
But if the motive is to glorify God,
但是如果你的动机是荣耀神,
because you love Him for what He has done for you,
因为呢，你为了他向你所做的而爱他,
and you want to communicate Christ's message to others,
你要把基督的信息向别人表明出来,
and you're going to be a person who is a person of integrity and speaks the truth in love.
你要成为一个有人格并且呢是将真理和爱表明出来的人。
Then God's promise that you will be rewarded by the well done, my good and faithful servant.
那么神应许他要称赞你，你是又忠心又良善的仆人。
When I first met my wife 41 years ago,
41年前当我第一次遇到我的妻子的时候，
I met some of her mother's family.
我就有同时呢也有一些她娘家的亲戚在场。
And there was a woman named Aunt Angie.
有一个叫做 Angie 阿姨的人。
We named our third daughter Angelina after her.
我们第三个女儿就是啊，也起了这样一个名字，是因为她的缘故。
By that time, she was already an elderly Italian mother.
那个时候 ，Angie 阿姨已经是一个年老的意大利的啊阿姨。
And she was about as wide as she was tall.
她的长和宽是一样。
She had an eighth grade education.
她呢只上了八年的学。
Her husband had not let her go to church.
她的丈夫不允许她去教会。
But she raised her two boys to love Jesus.
但是呢，她却教育了她的两个儿子爱耶稣。
One became a pastor,
有其中一位成为牧师,
and the other one's been a leader in his church his whole life.
而另外一个则是在教会里面，他的一生都在教会里面担任负责的同工。
She never sang in church.
他从来没有在教会讲过话。
She never gave a testimony.
从来没有做过见证。
Nobody wrote stories about her.
也没有人写过关于他的故事。
But this woman radiated Jesus in her life.
但是他却在他的生命中将耶稣基督的光照明出来。
You couldn't talk to her for 30 seconds without her talking about Jesus.
你跟他聊天可以
a minute.
Okay. 你刚刚跟他讲话。
She talked about Jesus. She shone Jesus out of her life.
他就能够将他的生耶稣基督表明出来。
I consider her one of the most successful Christians I've ever known.
在我看来，她是我所认识的最成功的一位基督徒。
She could talk to anybody, whether you're educated or uneducated, didn't matter.
她可以对任何人，不管什么样的背景，受过教育的，没有受过教育的。
She was a faithful minister of Jesus Christ.
她是耶稣基督忠心的执事。
Great in the eyes of God.
在神的眼中伟大。
That's the true measure of ministry.
这才是。对于我们服事的真实的衡量。
That's the true measure of all of us and our lives.
是我对我们每一个人我们的生活的真实的衡量。
Our lives must be motivated by love for God.
我们的生活必须被神的爱所激励。
And as Jesus told Peter, if you love me, Peter, feed my sheep.
就像主耶稣对彼得所说的，你若爱我，喂我的羊。
We will want to influence other people for Jesus Christ by our life and by our words.
为着耶稣基督的缘故，我们愿意用我们的生活和我们的言语来影响别人。
We will do it by our character and by the words that we speak about Jesus.
要借着我们生命当中的个性以及我们所说的话来把耶稣基督表明出来。
And we will do it for God's glory, and He will be pleased.
我们为着耶稣基督的荣耀来做这些事，并且使他的心得到满足。
And so we will be favored by God.
神就喜悦我们。
Truly blessed.
我们真正的蒙福。
Because He has given us His Spirit, and He's enabled us to live that life for Him.
他将他的灵给我们，使我们能够这样的生活。
So we do what we do not to gain God's favor.
我们做我们当做的不是要让神来偏爱我们。
But because He's already poured it out upon us in Christ.
因为他已经将他的福气借着耶稣基督浇灌给我们。
If you are a child of God here today.
如果今天你是神的儿女。
God has given you a responsible task to carry out.
神给了你一个责任，你要去做。
Part of His grand strategy to expand the kingdom of God.
神来扩充他国度的一个方法。
It may be in your home with your children.
也许就是借着你在家与你的孩子在一起的时候。
It may be in the school with your co-students.
也许在学校与你的同学在一起的时候。
It may be in the office.
在办公室
with your co-workers.
与你的同事
It may be in church ministry.
也许是在教会的服事里面
But whatever God has assigned you to do,
不管神交代你做什么
He will give you the power and the desire to do it for His glory.
神为着他的荣耀的缘故会将能力以及这样的盼望来赐给你
And He will be happy. He will be pleased. You will give Him pleasure.
你会使他喜悦，他会高兴。
Let's live our lives for Jesus.
让我们为着耶稣而生活。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, you have given us yourself. You've given us your Son. You've given us your Spirit.
父啊，你将你自己、将你的儿子，并且将你的灵赐给我们。
We have everything that we need.
我们所需的一切你都赐给我们。
Forgive us when we are jealous.
当我们嫉妒的时候求你赦免我们。
Forgive us when we are depressed or full of self-pity.
当我们自怜当我们自己感到压抑的时候求你赦免我们。
Because we don't have the abilities or the opportunities that others have.
因为如果我们是因着别人的能力以及别人有机会我们这样的话
Cause us to give thanks to you for what you have given to us.
让我们为着你所赐给我们的，主我们来感谢你。
Knowing that we have a life that counts.
知道我们有这样的生命。
We have been given a task to do.
你也给我们工作。
And you've given us the power and the desire to do it for your glory.
并且为着你荣耀的缘故，你也将能力和这样的愿望赐给我们。
Purify our motives.
洁净我们的动机。
Give us courage to speak and to act as messengers of Christ.
给我们勇气，使我们可以像耶稣基督的使者那样的行事为人，并且说话。
Give us the humility to do it with integrity and with honesty.
也让我们真的是能够谦卑，我们能够靠着主你所赐给我们的品格，我们去做。
And may we do it because we want to give you pleasure to hear that word one day. Well done, my good and faithful servant.
让我们这样去做，因为我们盼望有一天你会对我们说，我们是你又忠心又良善的仆人。
Be glorified through your church, through your people here.
愿你借着你的教会，并且你在这里的啊，借着你的儿女，使你自己能够得着荣耀。
In the name of Jesus, your Son, we pray.
奉耶稣基督神的儿子的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.